Some American troops injured in Iraq and Afghanistan are losing some of their pay and medical treatment. That's because the system designed to take care of them is overwhelmed. The Government Accountability Office sampled the records of Army reservists and National Guard members, and the office found problems in 300 cases. It warns there may be thousands more. Here's NPR's Howard Berkus.
Republican Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia couldn't believe what he heard when he visited injured Army reservists and National Guard members in a military hospital.
Some of them weren't getting appropriate medical care. They'd been on waiting lists for months at a time. Their orders had expired, which meant that their medical treatment stopped, and in some cases their livelihood had stopped. And this looked to us like a financial and medical-friendly fire.
Davis heard stories of thousands of dollars in lost pay and months without medical treatment, despite wartime injuries in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's what happened to Sergeant Joseph Perez of Logandale, Nevada, a National Guard military policeman severely injured during a riot at Abu Ghraib prison. His troubles continued, he says, when he got home.
I lost 3 months of pay, benefits, military card, insurance, everything. Many of the soldiers lost their care. In my case, I lost my care for over 3 months.
The Perez family lost its military medical insurance and was forced to move in with relatives because there just wasn't enough money for rent.
I was very proud to serve my country. But like I said, when you come back from Iraq and you feel like you're being thrown away, then when it starts hurting your family members, you start getting real disgruntled, you start getting really upset.
Perez isn't alone. The Government Accountability Office sampled the medical records of close to 900 Army reservists and Guard members and found a third in similar circumstances. There may be thousands more, given the 16,000 treated in the military medical system in the past 2 years. The GAO and Congressman Davis blame a Guard and Reserve system set up for weekends and summer camps, not for massive wartime deployment.
All of a sudden they're on active duty and the system just couldn't absorb it. It wasn't geared for that. And all of a sudden a lot of circumstances that I think had never been envisioned came to pass, and there was no rule or regulation to govern it.
Hundreds, perhaps thousands, were prematurely dropped from the system and were frustrated by attempts to get back in. NPR sought comment from the Army Surgeon General and the Deputy Chief of Staff for Personnel. A spokesman said it would be difficult to reach them during yesterday's holiday. But they did acknowledge the problem at a congressional hearing last week, noting that 150,000 Guard members and reservists are deployed. That's the biggest mobilization since World War II. The Army officials testified that fixes are already in place. The GAO says the system still needs work. Congressman Davis.
They ought to be treated like other soldiers in active duty. They're taking the same bullets. They're receiving the same fire. The enemy treats them the same. And yet we had two different systems for treating them for pay and for health care, and it just didn't work. But only time will tell if these glitches are all fixed or not.
Congressman Davis wants the Army to appoint an advocate for injured Guard members and reservists who struggle for paychecks and medical care once they return home. Howard Berkus, NPR News.